And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are speaking with Tuolumne County Health Officer Dr. Liza Ortiz. And of course, we're talking about COVID-19 and our further moving into stage two for the county. What has been taking place behind the scenes over the past couple of weeks to get us to this point? Because I know that your office has been busy with a lot of different projects going on, including talking to area business owners.
Yeah. So we've had a couple of town halls and webinar options to get some public input, as well as just generally doing some outreach to our community as well. All as part of the planning process, because we knew at some point relatively soon we would be able to reopen some things. So part of that was business webinars where we presented the basics of what people would need to look into for safely reopening their businesses, and the state guidelines followed pretty closely to those recommendations, so that was a pretty easy transition. We spend a lot of time speaking to our state and regional partners and advocating for some local authority to have some local control based on what the disease is doing here in Tuolumne County. We're well prepared to do our attestation as a result of that. Going forward, we continue to advocate to be allowed to open up some of those possibly stage three options. And now that we've made a significant change in what's allowed to be open, we spend a lot of time looking at what the disease may be doing in the region and locally, making sure that we are watching the data closely to see if we have any cases here, suspected cases here, so that we can catch them early and be able to sort of wrap around them rather than get to the point of community transmission.
And what type of coordination has there been regarding things like when to open Stanislaw National Forest recreation areas and Yosemite National Park? Are you guys involved in that?
Yeah, so Stanislaus National Forest and Yosemite National Park are both part of the Yosemite Gateway Area Coordination Team. So we all speak, if not daily, several times daily with our surrounding counties and the park and the forest so that we can all be on the same page.
Now, the forest just extended their order until May 31st, and It will go over Memorial Day weekend. Were you guys involved in that decision?
So our recommendation from a local health official standpoint is that we have to stay in line with the state order, which does not allow for campgrounds to be open. It does allow for some outdoor recreation within someone's own community. So people are allowed to be outside and are allowed to recreate outside. But hotels and lodging are not allowed to be open at this stage, according to the state. So we're just trying to stay in line.
I getcha. And Motherlode Congressman Tom McClintock, he's called for the opening of Stanislaw National Forest and Yosemite National Park. Do you agree with that?
Well, that is not in line with the local health officer order.
And I wanted to ask you, too, just yesterday, we here at Clark Broadcasting received an email from Tuolumne County CAO Tracy Riggs, and she said that she had been getting phone calls from people and lodging owners saying that they had seen on Facebook that it was okay to start opening. Is that a problem? Are you having problems with Facebook and the facts getting messed up?
I mean, I think everybody struggles a little bit with understanding a rapidly changing situation. And as in any situation, sometimes there are rumors and sometimes there are scams. Luckily, it was pretty apparent that some people were a little bit confused, and we were able to coordinate some clarification. Hotels and lodging are eligible, are able to be open for essential workers, and that's been pretty clear in the health officer order for over a month now. That hasn't changed. So we just wanted to make that clear.
And that would be something that you would post as an order change, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now I want to move into testing. And what is the current status when it comes to the availability of testing for the area?
So part of our attestation was to document what our testing capacity was and whether or not we felt that was appropriate for moving further into stage two. And we were able to pretty clearly document that we had sufficient testing capacity to demonstrate that there was no evidence of community transmission at this time. And that's great. However, in order to sort of safely move into a stage where there's more travel and there's more interaction outside of households, which is what would happen in stage three, we need to demonstrate more testing capacity. So we've been advocating with the state and working with all of our partners to increase our testing capacity. If people want to get tested, they can contact their healthcare provider, and there's a lot of options for going through your healthcare provider, or they can go on that covid19.ca.gov website, and you can follow a link where you enter in your zip code, and it will tell you what the state testing sites are that are near you. We do have several that are in the Central Valley and one that's in Mariposa that are within a reasonable driving distance. And that covers most of the testing that we need right now. We are working with our partners to get more testing, and we will update people as soon as we can about that. And just so people know, at the state testing sites, if you have insurance, your insurance will be billed. But if you don't have insurance, you won't be billed. So we've had a couple of questions from people who didn't have access to health insurance who wanted to get tested, and we were able to refer them there.
Great. So you can get a free test if you can't afford to pay for one.
At the state testing sites, that is correct.
And now, are the antibody tests any more readily available? And if so, are they accurate?
So probably since the last time we talked, they are more readily available. They are not more accurate. They still come with all sorts of caveats, and it's super important that people talk with their healthcare provider who would need to order that test to talk about what those results might mean and the specific accuracy issues of the specific test that may be being ordered.
That's right, because these can be pretty pricey, can't they?
I believe so, yes, and sometimes they're not accurate at all, so it's important to talk about the details with your healthcare provider.
The case now is, too, isn't it, that we're not sure that if you've had COVID-19 that you're actually now immune. Is that correct?
That is also correct. We're not sure that even if you were exposed and fully recovered, we don't know how long that may mean you're immune, if immune at all.
And for the antibody, where does somebody get that?
Sorry, I just want to clarify. Do you mean like where do they get the antibody testing or how their body develops the antibody?
The antibody testing, where do they get it?
So you can get it through your doctor's office. They can put in an order, and there are a lot of different options for what tests they might order. The sort of most popularly spoken about one here in Tuolumne County is one that's ordered through the Quest Labs.
And then I'll take your second part of that question. How does it work in your body?
So antibodies are what our bodies produce in response to usually infections, but sometimes other things. And when you're exposed to an infection or you've been given a vaccine, your body creates these molecules that are able to identify it in the future. So if you're ever exposed to it in the future, your body can mount an immune response.
All right. We have been speaking with Tuolumne County Public Health Officer Dr. Liza Ortiz and getting an update on all the changes now that the county has moved further into stage two of the COVID-19 recovery. It's time to take another short break here on Motherlode Views. And a reminder that Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And of course, we'll be right back.